It's Wednesday, July 31st, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim terrorists in Boko Haram are suspected to be the ones who murdered 65 people in an attack on a funeral procession in northeast Nigeria, Africa on Saturday, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. Boko Haram has been responsible for violence and bloodshed in Nigeria for the last decade. In their attempt to enforce Sharia law in Nigeria, they have bombed houses of worship, killed religious leaders, kidnapped women and children, and assassinated women and children. Boko Haram, which means Western education is a sin, became a household name in 2014 when they kidnapped over 300 girls from a school. New Zealand pastor Brian Tamaki has described abortion as, quote, human sacrifice to demons, end quote, and has compared the act to the Holocaust, reports the New Zealand Herald. The Destiny church leader said, quote, the killing of babies is condemned in the Bible, and history tells us that only the most decadent and corrupt societies tolerated such evil. Only the vilest defended and celebrated it as a virtue, end quote. He also said, quote, abortion is none other than the savage pagan practices of baby sacrifice described in Ezekiel, Psalms, and Jeremiah 19:5-6, where they built the high places of Baal to burn their children in the fire as offerings to Baal, end quote. His controversial comments come as a bill that would remove abortion from the Crimes Act is expected to get its rubber stamp by the full cabinet in the coming days before it's debated in the New Zealand House. California legislators have passed a resolution that singles out the state's Christians and forces them to fully support homosexuals and transgenders, reports Christian Headlines. In an astonishing bid to have Christians conform to the pervading God-hating culture, the legislators even blame Christians for the suicides of sodomites, reports The Federalist. Thankfully, this foolishness is just a resolution and is not legally binding, for now. Glenn Stanton at The Federalist wrote, quote, they couldn't criminalize you, but they could obliterate your reputation and your life, end quote, noting that the resolution, quote, will grease the skids for it becoming enforceable law, end quote. In light of Joshua Harris's abandonment of his walk with Christ, Pastor Kevin Rogers of Covenant Life Church in Gaithersburg, Maryland, where Harris once pastored, had some counsel for the flock, reports CBN. He told them to turn it into, quote, an opportunity for greater resolve in our own faith, not less. Seeing leaders who taught us the gospel veer from it should deepen our commitment to guard the good deposit entrusted to us and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness, end quote. 1 Timothy 6:11. Rogers also called his congregation to pray for the author, who now runs a marketing agency. A jury on Monday found that Katy Perry's 2013 hit Dark Horse plagiarized a 2009 Christian rap song in a unanimous decision that represented a rare takedown of a pop superstar and her elite producer by a relatively unknown artist, reports the Associated Press. The verdict by a 9-member federal jury in a Los Angeles courtroom came 5 years after Marcus Gray and two co-authors first sued in 2014 alleging Dark Horse stole from Joyful Noise, a song Gray released under the stage name Flame. The case now goes to a penalty phase where the jury will decide how much Perry and other defendants owe for copyright infringement. Perry, whose father was a preacher and rejected her faith for fame, should be quite familiar with the Eighth Commandment, "You shall not steal," Exodus 20, verse 15. Arkansas is now down to 2 abortion mills this summer after a Fayetteville Planned Parenthood closed on Thursday, KFTA 24 reports. Local 40 Days for Life leaders said they were praying for this to happen. After the birth of their son Archie, Prince Harry has revealed that he and Princess Meghan only plan to have one more child in a bid to help save the planet, reports the Daily Mail. David Attenborough of the British group Population Matters has urged parents to, quote, stop at 2. End quote. However, Prince Harry's stance is in stark contrast to his brother William and wife Kate, who already have 3 children, with speculation mounting that a 4th child could be announced soon. Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5 declares, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. And finally, U.S. swimmer Caleb Dressel broke retired Olympic competitor Michael Phelps' world record in the 100-meter butterfly on Friday at the World Swimming Championship in Gwangju, South Korea, reports FaithWire.com. Dressel, 22, won the competition in 49.5 seconds, beating Phelps by a mere 0.32 seconds, according to USA Today. Sometimes when he competes, Dressel, a Christian, has a scripture passage scrawled across his face, right under his goggles. One of his favorite passages is Isaiah 40, verse 31, which reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, July 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.